Hey everyone, this is Melissa Rowe, and welcome to another audio boomerang. today is Tuesday. I'm on my so-called spring break, remember, so my mind is going crazy. Tuesday, March 31st. 2015. Sorry about that, guys. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about a couple of things today. First of all, I want to talk about Pandora versus Spotify. Now, for a long time, I hadn't thought to get Spotify. I heard, it's the phone app's not always accessible. And to me, I've always wanted a good music app that is accessible and easy to use. You know, like if I ever go to the gym, because I do have a membership at the gym, and this bad girl has not been going. I'm really bad. I pay for a monthly membership and I haven't been going. I do need to get my butt over there, seriously. Anyway, so, you know, if I'm going to do something or if I'm going to have a party, I mean, I want to pull up an app, plug something in, and use it. One moment, I'm going to pause the recording. Anyway, so I tried Spotify this weekend, and to my amazement, it was mostly accessible over the phone. People have been talking about it, and I'm thinking of ditching my Pandora One for a couple of reasons. For three reasons. First of all, with Pandora, your stations, and I do call them stations. I know some people may disagree with that, but the reason I call them stations is because you don't know what's playing next, like on a playlist where you have built your playlist. A station, it plays randomly what it's decided to play, whether you like it or not. There are also skip limits to skipping your songs. Spotify, when you build a playlist, now if you listen to a playlist curated by someone else, you can look at all the songs that are on the playlist and know what's there. You can, there's still a few little glitches with the iPhone app, but it's not bad at all to use. I've actually, in the process of this weekend, had a lot of fun. I've looked up some things for Jeremy. I haven't added any songs to my star list, but I have a techno workout list. I've got a 80s favorites, which is like 115 songs, I forget. And I got a relaxation list going with one song on it. I've been in the 80s dancing mood a lot lately, so I'm thinking of ditching Pandora for that one reason. Now, I was grandfathered in to their $3.99 price. You know, now they've raised the price up to $4.99. But here are the real reasons why I want to kind of ditch Pandora. I'm really still thinking about it. My prescription renews on the 10th, so I'm going to probably stop it before it renews and even get the app off my phone. Its accessibility is going downhill. Now, people may say, well, get hope for Pandora, which is great, but of course you have the song skip limits. You can't really customize your playlist because sometimes I want to hear specific songs. On the stations, I'm always thumbing down a lot of songs, or I don't like this one. Well, maybe I like that one, but I don't want to hear it right now, so I skip it. Because sometimes when you're in a browsy mode and you want to browse your playlist, you can't really do that with Pandora. Accessibility-wise, on the iPhone app, it has gone downhill drastically. You can't delete stations, and the other day, now I don't know if this was an ad or if this was just a Pandora promotion or what, but there was a thing and on the screen, and next to it, I flicked right, and it said dismiss ad. Now, I'm a paying Pandora One customer. I should not be receiving ads. And that was another thing that kind of was a little irritating. It's only happened once or twice with me, but still, I am going to miss Pandora because Pandora is still great. Pandora introduced me to a world of music. It was great. Pandora introduced me to so many great things, but so will Spotify. But Pandora was great for its time, but I think I'm going to jump on the Spotify bandwagon fully and maybe this month start signing up because once my 7-day free trial ends, then it's going to be poof. I won't be able to play my little beautiful playlist. Anyway, so that's that. So I'm thinking about it, and I hope you guys are with Spotify too. The computer app needs major work. I tried it with NVDA and JAWS, and I couldn't get it to work. But at the time, I didn't have any playlists, and I really didn't like the ones that they were advertising because it was modern music, and I don't like the modern music of today, especially All About That Bass or whatever that stupid song is. That is, like, worse, right up there with the whole Selfie song. Both of those songs I absolutely despise, but we won't go there. Anyway, but now one more quick thing. I found out that Freedom Scientific is merging with ABIC, or as someone used to call it, is ABC or ABIC, but I say ABIC. To me, it doesn't make sense that they're merging with these people because Freedom Scientific already has their own scan and read software. Not only do they have that, but they have their own scan and read product. They have the Pearl, the portable camera scanner. Why is this merge being done? In my opinion, it's like, to me, this was unnecessary. In my opinion, of course, other people may agree, but to me, it's like, well, Freedom Scientific already has a product. And to be honest, there are still some things I have to use JAWS for in college, but JAWS isn't a nice screen reader. It's weird. But I have to say, though, that I did play with an iPal. I should be grammatically correct, but I did play with an iPal because my friend got one when she was going to classes at University of Phoenix, and I was helping her with it. And I found the iPal less accurate than the Pearl. Now, I only played with it for about 1 to 2 hours, and it was very accurate. I would say slightly more accurate than the CanFB reader on an iPhone 6. It's right up there with the Pearl, but I just found it a little bit easier to use the Pearl. To be honest with you, I have a Pearl scanner, and I use it for college. And so to me, I know other people may say, oh, I don't like Freedom Scientific. I don't like nah, 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 nah. And, you know, I may not agree with, you know, the way the company has dealt with things in the past and the way things have been going with the company. Freedom Scientific isn't the nicest company. I've dealt with some tech support, and there are some great people on tech support, but you know what? That's with everybody. My main thing is, though, that it seems to me that the Pearl is either going to be discontinued or they just want to create more, I don't know, give their customers a choice so that more customers will be drawn to them because they'll have more to pick from. I'm not sure, but to my, you know, the Freedom Scientific already has the Pearl, so, you know, I just wasn't sure, you know, why that merge is taking place. You know, it's one thing to do like Sendero GPS, or not Sendero, Seeing Eye GPS, where it's, you know, you're merging the whole Seeing Eye guide dog thing, and you're merging, you know, the Sendero group. You know, that's one thing. A GPS and a guide dog, just don't give your GPS any commands and try to harness your, never mind. Anyway, but no, I was just wondering why they're making this merge, you know, bringing this merge to light. You know, it's to me, it just doesn't seem like it makes sense. But if somebody else thinks that it makes sense, you know, send me a DM, let me know what you think. But the fact that the merger is taking place, I mean, wow, I don't know. Because both of their softwares are accessible. Both products are great. But what's going to happen with the Pearl? So just curious about that. But anyway, that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about today. 2 seconds. Hope you guys have a great day.